on Hello Port Harcourt. Our conversation starts off with the NDDC. Yes, we'll be asking a question. Should the NDDC be scrapped or should it be revamped? Now, if you've been following the news recently, you probably would have caught calls for the public to be aware about a plan to scrap the NDDC and how terrible that is going to be. And people should make sure that that particular ministry is kept functioning and relevant. Then we'll take a stab at quitting your job. I remember sometime last year we had a conversation. I think it was on that Let's Talk about the best way to quit a job. But today, this morning, we won't just be talking about how to quit a job. We're talking about when to quit a job. And I'll tell you a story of an experience I had just yesterday evening. And we'll have a conversation here in Port Harcourt as always. And then our final conversation will be about driving challenges in River State in Nigeria at large. We're making comparisons and we're finding out what exactly makes driving so interesting here in the part of the world. So sit back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to where we'll have conversations that should hopefully not just stimulate your mind, but hopefully bring out a decent reaction. This is 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is 92.3 Nigeria Info, the only place where talk is not cheap.
Now, in the news just about yesterday, the Joy Youth Congress, the IYC, raised an alarm over alleged plans by a few people close to the presidency to instigate the scrapping of the NDDC, the Niger Delta Development Commission, and merge its functions with the Ministry of Niger Delta Affairs. Now, Peter Ibifa, who is the IYC president, made a statement making this comment to correspondent in Port Harcourt. This was on Sunday, and I'm reading from the Punch News. But we were also in our news where we made mention about it. All right, so they don't want the NDC to be scrapped, okay? And are you for or against the dissolution of the NDC? Do you think it has run its course? Do you think it's not doing what it's meant to be doing? That's our question. Should it be scrapped or should it be revamped? Because if you remember, a few months ago, when we had a senator, former governor, now Senator Godswill Akpabio, say most of the contracts in the Niger Delta Development Commission are given to National Assembly members. How many of you remember that interview that led to the now very popular quote, off your mic, hello, off your mic. Enough, Your Excellency, off your mic. Remember that? Yeah, that was where that was born from. So the Minister of Niger Delta Affairs, in that interview, when he was called to give an account of what's happening in the NDDC, said many of the contracts in the Niger Delta Development Commission are given to National Assembly members. Now, who are giving the greatest beneficiary of the contract? It's you people at the National Assembly, he said. Now, a female lawmaker interrupted and said, can I ask you a question? What is the benefit that the National Assembly is benefiting from NDDC? That sounded like a rhetorical question. The minister then responded, I just told you that we have records to show that most of the contracts in the NDDC are given out to members of the National Assembly, but you don't know about it. The two chairmen can explain to you. I was a member of the NDDC committee, so I know about it. Remember that particular interview? Yeah, this was last year. And then Nigerians kept asking, Akpabio, call out, spill out, let's know whom exactly. But even before all of that furor came, there were rumors going around, and it seemed to be common knowledge, particularly amongst vendors, that is, the contractors who go around looking for contracts, that you go to fix a road and you hear, is this man from Abuja that has collected it? All right, that's one aspect of the conversation. But many Nigerians, particularly those in the Niger Delta, have complained that a lot of the contracts carried out by the NDDC have been nothing short of abysmal. The NDDC, since its inception, has been a great help. Many small roads, many projects are talking about street lights, particularly solar lights in many parts of Port Harcourt right now. Many streets were done by NDDC, which was good, which was applaudable. But some say that over the years, the level at which the NDDC's effect has been felt by the people has waned. It has dwindled. So, do we revamp it? Or do we scrap it? And if we're going to do either, which is the more beneficial for the region? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then 0817-923-0009. That's the female caller line. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. Then if you have data, please take a stroll to Facebook. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Should the NDC be scrapped or should it be revamped? Should we have all the people who we think are questionable rolled out, get newer people, get blood fresh and vibrant to make the NDC effective? Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jude. Off your mic. It's okay. It's okay, Jude. Off your mic. It's okay. Honorable Minister, it's okay. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
My name is Barry D. Giadom. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
I think the NDDC should be scrapped.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because it was created to develop the Niger Delta. But if you come to the Niger Delta today, if you look around, there is no development.
That's not exactly true.
There is no development. Which one exactly is NDDC currently constructing now?
Well, the NDDC is working on the East-West Road. NDDC has built a lot of streets, working on street lights in parts of the Niger Delta. The NDDC has helped build schools in the Niger Delta. So you can't, in all honesty, say there's no development in the Niger Delta, but as a direct influence
of the NDDC. Niger Delta is supposed to be more developed than this.
That's the question. It
we
should be.
Minister of Niger Delta, we have NDDC. If you go around, you see poverty everywhere. Well, I think it should be scrapped. The money that has been accredited to NDDC, I believe, is just being shared between the members of the board.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Don't forget, our question is this. Should it be scrapped or revamped? Should they have a rejigging of this way the NDDC is working? Don't forget, it was created as an intervention machine. It was meant to, as it were, be that ministry that the Niger Delta people directly can have access to, can be impacted directly through that particular institution, so that no one gets to say, we're not feeling the presence of the federal government. Well, there's the NDDC right at your doorstep. Hello, Port Harcourt, 92.3. Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you again for this timely discourse. It should not be scrapped. It should be revamped. And the best way to start the process is for one, the people of the Niger Delta should remove Akpabio.
Oh, wow.
As long as Akpabio is there, NDDC will die. Under Akpabio, NDDC has not awarded any contract.
But once again, those are claims and allegations that we cannot verify.
They are
because there are contracts around. Don't forget, the East-West Road has been awarded.
Which contract? Any contract you see are contracts that were there before it came in. Okay. Under Akpabio, contractors have not been paid. Some have died. Some of their cases are in court. Contractors. Under Akpabio, Niger Delta or NDDC became a cash cow.
It wasn't before him. It wasn't before him. He said so. He said, I was on the committee. I know that the contracts have been given to you. You.
Agbaju era is even worse. Mm. Under his watch, over 500 people were employed right now. And Niger Delta people are not even aware. Secret employment. Some of them are not even qualified. NDDC is not far. Go and confirm what I'm saying. My name is Mr. Zion.
The only
solution to this problem, the Niger Delta people should stand up and ask Akpabio to leave that office.
Okay, so that's part of the revamping. It says the current minister should be asked to step aside so that somebody else comes in. But who were those that did the secret, in quotes? This is an allegation of secret employment. Who were those who were now employed? Was it not? Let me see. Ah, yes, the people in Niger Delta. Yeah, that's true. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93.3, good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
Hello, Jude.
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Your question is, if they should scrap old blood,
revamp it, change it, they should maybe get new people, fresh blood.
To change.
Yes, to revamp
it. Not now, that they will give it another name.
No. It's still the same name, but the way it's run will change. They put new impetus into it.
Okay. Changing NDDC to another name is the same thing. They should leave it, but make sure it works. Allow it be, but make sure the purpose why you create NDDC is fulfilled in Niger Delta. My name is Frank.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Hello, Port Harcourt. 93.3, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yeah, this is on Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, and really, let me talk about NDDC, whether it should be scrapped.
To me,
where is this NDDC and where is this Niger Delta State? Adra State is not part of Niger Delta. Can you beat your chest and tell me that Adra is developed? Awaza, Kubibo, Bungalia, is not part of Niger Delta? So, if you are doing something, and you are not seeing the result, what will you do? If you are doing work in that studio, you are my computer, are complete. If they don't hear you, your piece are not coming up. What will you do? You call the people to return you and return the map piece or change the microphone.
Okay.
And this NDDC, is it not the same attack that we see at times shaking hands with two party members? How can you tell me that people that associate themselves with the party and the party that will work well, they are working for somebody, Akpabio is just there as a monument.
So
people are using Akpabio. We can't do, nobody, it's not the fault of Akpabio.
So
remember, off your mic. Remember that, off your mic.
Do we scrap it? Should it be scrapped or should they change the way it's operated?
If you scrap NDDC without defining out the people that act apart, that's what you do. Hey, off the mic. Who is that man that was shouting off the mic? Where is he from? Is he a Niger Delta man? Go and look for that man that's shouting off the mic. Bring him, ask him, why you say off the mic? Are you a Niger Delta man? What is that thing that you are about to say? You are shouting. No, we just know we are in an elderly meeting. Hey, no, don't do it. They are the people, they are the problem. They are the cockroach, they are the ants that inside the cooler lot.
Okay, all right. On Facebook, facebook.com, Cosmos Udeme says, oh no, NDDC should not be scrapped, but rather should be made to really serve the purpose in which it was created by revamping it and making sure that credible and transparent people manage the commission. Aaron Prosper says, the best thing to do right now is scrap NDDC. David Uchina says, I think they should remove weaker works. Okay. Thank God Atu Egbo says, totally scrapped because nothing tangible is coming from NDDC. Over thousands of projects abandoned after paying 65% to the contractors and they ran away with the money. Tamra Tekana Opus Davis says, asking if anything should be scrapped or revamped is like asking if Nigeria should exist or revamped. My opinion there, leadership is the greatest problem in Nigeria. Nothing else. All right, WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Jude, for me, the NDDC is trying, but they need to step up their game. Let them be given another chance to show the world what they have. Otherwise, be rejigged, in bracket, revamped, and not scrapped. They should also impact the lives of the less privileged Niger Deltans. That's my take. Francis from Rumigbo, thank you very much, Francis. Hello, Port Harcourt. June, there is no board set up by the federal government that is free from corruption. Scrapping the NDDC board is not the answer. If you scrap it, then set up another board, you will even hear worse stories than you are hearing now. I suggest that the board should be properly scrutinized and then revamped. Cece from Owerri. Jude, there is no single transparency with the NDDC, as the intention of the commission has been stalled by our politician. The commission is the ogakpatakpata of corruption. It should be scrapped. Dada from Umebule. June, the NDDC remains the ground of criminality. That should rule. Should it be scrapped out before all of that? All who mismanage the system should be brought to book. Oh, interesting. They should be brought to book. We'll go for a commercial. When we come back, I get to read more of your comments on the subject matter. Revamped? Scrapped? What exactly should be done with the NDDC, the Niger Delta Development Commission? Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Say hello to the buzz, the vibes, the peculiarities and regularities of a contemporary city.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Let's talk about this modern metropolis sprawling from the city to the exurbs, the suburbs, township, community and your locality.
Let's talk about happenings in your neighborhood, standards at your workplace, social amenities and issues of great concern to you on Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello,
every weekday from 9 a.m. to midday on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
So the IOIC is raising alarm over alleged plans by few people to close the presidency to instigate the scrapping of the NDDC. So our conversation starter this morning is about the NDDC. And if you're just tuning in, well, we made reference to comments about from last year, and in fact, in previous years, about some of the corrupt practices that's being carried out in the NDDC from the very keenly contested chairman of the board. Remember that time when it seems as though, you know, the head of the NDDC has to come from either Bayelsa or River State or somewhere? You know, at one point, it looks like, no, it must be Bayelsa. It looks like, oh, no, it has to be here. But as we got better, starting to understand each other, don't forget it is the Niger Delta. So that means that other individuals, other states involved in the subject matter. But wait, what impact has the NDDC made over the years since its inception? Like, see, roads have been built, schools have been built. And let's not forget, some people who are listening to us right now gained their PhD, gained their master's degrees because of scholarship incentives made possible by the NDDC, whether it is within Nigeria or outside Nigeria. In fact, many people who went abroad sometime between 2010 to about 2015 owed those trips to the UK, to the US, to Canada, to the NDDC. Now, were those things free and fair? We used to have NDDC examination where people would complain, oh, there was corruption, there was bribing. It was the people, the staff members of NDDC that would bring their cousins and their aunties and all of that. You know, those stories came to the fore. But now we ask, despite those challenges and despite, you know, the comments by Godswill Akpabio last year during that committee hearing, you know, we ask, should it be scrapped? Or should it be revamped? There are some of you right now who owe your livelihood to the presence of the NDDC in Port Harcourt, in Bayelsa, in Akwa Ibom, and in Calabar. You, and let's not forget Warri as well, and Asaba, and Edo State. those small roads that people tend to build or walk on or create, the street lights, particularly the solar street lights in very many cities, very many streets across the Niger Delta, done by the NDDC. Revamping or scrapping? 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line 0817-923-0009. We have social media messages. We're going to read them just about now. Once again, welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. Good morning, Jude. This is a message on WhatsApp. I think the NDDC shouldn't be scrapped because the original essence of establishing the NDDC was to help the developing of the Niger Delta region. The NDDC has been a shadow of itself because of policies and cabalinocracy. Way forward, the NDDC should be removed from the Ministry of Niger Delta Affairs, and the president should stop appointing his political party members as chairman and board members. And the positive said, the positive thing said about the NDDC is the building of substandard roads and infrastructure, Pamistra says. The greatest problem of the NDC is the leaders of the Niger Delta, championed by Akpabio. Hello, Port Harcourt. 9.3, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
Yes, I think the arrangement of NDC is quite laudable. I know, apart from the arrangement from the federal, they also, you know, require in each representative, you know, the state that formed this NDDC to send the representative to the NDDC office. Understand? But where the problem comes actually from is that if Nigerians will take away their interest from imposing, contracts, what they want, even interfering. The federal government should interfere. The states, the member states should sit down and deliberate on how they want the money to be, to be shared according to projects they want to, be executed in various parts. And more again, some of these projects they execute, they don't execute them in those localities where they need, infrastructure, where this oil is from. Most of these projects are found in the metropolitan, in the cities of the Niger Delta, not in the local village itself. This is one thing they should look at. Let me say, from each of these localities where this oil is being gotten, should be represented and make sure that they bring projects back home. In short, this is a Nigerian issue. It's about the Nigerians themselves.
Mm.
They are so complicated people.
Indeed, we are.
There's no decency in us. We don't have any dignity. We are not disciplined. This is the area we have to look into. Discipline people. People that are well disciplined before you give them appointment. Don't give appointments to just anybody. That is our problem. We have them. They are there. You understand? But the struggle, the fight for position is too, it's when you have this decency, this education, this enlightenment in you, you seem to be reserved. And anywhere there is crowded, rowdiness, you are not interested. So they sit back, they sit behind, and avoid all those simple, disgraceful activities. That is the issue. If only our system can be well fine-tuned, our system can be well polished, you see the different ones will come and contest.
All right. Thank you very much. We need to fine-tune the system so the distant ones, probably like you listening right now, would come forth. Mm. Do we have to wait for it to be fine-tuned or do you have to come forth? Mm. Okay. Hello, Port Harcourt. 9.3. Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Let me not scream like it's Friday.
We'll keep the energy for Friday.
Jude.
Yes, please.
That will not happen. They are not grabbing anything.
Mm.
Why is JJ so confident? You learn that Northeast Development Commission is all right now, right?
There are several commissions that...
In short, almost all all the regional development commission are on right now, because we learned some of them are passed through third reading, some have been approved, and so many. So why would it not be the one that concerns the goals that lay the golden egg that will not be scrapped and joined to a ministry when others are coming up? You, does it make any sense?
Mm.
But I think I followed their fears, but maybe what they will just do is to do a Southside Development Commission instead of the NDDC. You know, in the Southwest, you have Ondo, who is part of the NDDC, right?
Mm.
Then in the Southeast, you have Abia and Imo State. Mm. I think worst case scenario would be that these three states would now leave and join their own regional development body, and the name may not be changed to Southside Development Commission at the end of the day. So I don't see that happening when others are coming up with their own regional development. So as far as I'm concerned, I think the fear is carried, but the possibility is not there at all. It's not there at all. After all, we have the financial body, the EFCC, ICPC, and those stuff. So if they feel that people have done anything wrong, then they should go after them while the commission still keep doing things. Over time, we will develop. And the board should be set up so that they can start their own work immediately, because the forensic is over and it's time to roll up the sleeve and start development, bringing the good people that can work things out at the end of the day. But scrapping it is a no-no. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We have Bobby on the line. Let's get to hear from Bobby this morning. Bobby speaking to us from Rumo Lumeni. Bobby, good morning to you.
Mr. Jude.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Yes, I want to contribute to this, what you have on the table right now.
Mm.
Yes, I know we all have our personal views to contribute. I want to support DJ. NDDC should not be scrapped. One, since 2008, contract was I wanted to warn Jude
really?
From Imo State to handle almost the internal roads in my area there in Rumo Lumeni. Jude, as we speak, what the young man did was to come and dig the whole side of the road in the name of they want to do the drainage. As we speak, from 2008 to now, there's nothing, We are contributing to make sure we feed the road. As we are getting to this decision now, almost the landlords that will come together and see how they will grade the road. The people messed up the whole entire place. So, I am in opinion, nobody should scrap the commission.
Mm.
Let the presidency come up and set up another committee. Because I know they are good in certain committee, voting committee and this. We want them to fish out those men and women contract was given to develop another value job. And that money was just stolen. So, I am in opinion, the commission should remain. Let them ask the people they gave our money to vomit our money. Thank you very much.
To vomit the money. Interesting. Onyema Ogochukwu was the first executive chairman of the NDDC after it was created back in the year 2000 by the former Nigerian president, talking about Olusegun Obasanjo. And then our very own, when I say our very own, I'm talking about people from the Bayelsa strike. We now had Timi Alaibi. Have you heard that name before? Yeah, he was Alaibi. Timi Alaibi, he was the managing director of NDDC for a few years. Mufasa is on the line. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, Mufasa.
Yeah, hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, God bless you. Well, like what Martin has to call out, Jay, that caller said,
I do not think NDDC should and will be scrapped, especially, you know, considering the fact that other regions are beginning to set up their own developmental, you know, commission. But then again, I also believe that the NDDC, okay, need to live up to its expectations, because I know that it will not be entirely correct to say that they've not done anything in the region. But considering the amount of money that has been voted into that commission since inception till date, it is not commensurate with what is on ground. That's why the people are complaining. Okay, it's not a matter of who occupies the IS office. That's not my problem. My quarrel with the NDC is a lot of money has entered into that commission, and what we see on the ground is a far cry from what is expected of that commission. And I also believe that, you see, why the board of NDC, you know, up to this very moment, after the forensic audit has, you know, been put out, why has that board not been set up? I believe that there could be a far place somewhere, but I'm not going to say that the commission will be scrapped. But a lot of people are concerned, me most especially, why has the board not been constituted? The NDC is not a one-man show. A lot of people do not even know that the NDC has some states that are not in the south. Okay? We have states like Ondo State, states like Imo and Abia State. They are also part of the Niger Delta. And when some certain few individuals think that this NDC is their own property, it leaves a lot of bitter taste in the mouth. But for me, conclusively, I do not think the NDC should be scrapped. What I'm expecting is the NDC should be revamped, and the structure, aims, purpose and objectives of the commission should be properly streamlined, and the processes of getting contract and execution should be transparent, so people can begin to see the dividends of setting up that commission to help and glorify the people of the Niger Delta. That's my position this morning.
Thank you very much. Obina is speaking to us from Elozo. Obina, good morning to you. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, my brother.
Welcome. We can hear you. Good morning.
Okay, my brother. I want to say that I want NDD should be scrapped.
Okay.
And the probe should start immediately, because a lot of money has been missing, lavished by some certain individuals. For example, that woman that the governor of Rivers State rescued from DSS and Apabio, that was, they tried to molest him. Yet, a lot of evidence and statement that the woman made against the current minister of Niger Delta shows a lot of things that is going on, that people have been looted from. You know that the main purpose of creating this NDDC is just to develop the area. They turn it to money bag, cake, share the cake. But people can't take how much. Mention one good hospital. So let me not call hospital. Health center, good health center. That is creating Niger Delta Development Commission, built by Niger Delta. You see Dr. Graham, nurses, everything is there. Nothing, no one. You know, when people are crying for cleanup, by right, it's not supposed to happen like that. The people that own the oil are crying for 2%, 1%, 13%. Something is wrong with our brain. People are living in pretend. They call him to go and smoke oil somewhere in the north. They're controlling NDDC from the north. That is why nobody will do anything.
So, for you, it should be scrapped.
Immediately.
Okay, Obina wants it scrapped. Kabari in Kara, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Yeah. Jude, the board of directors of NDDC has not been constituted because the Niger Delta people are not the violent camp people. Yes. Jude, let me tell you something. Our people have been inspired. They have forgotten that when you talk of NDDC, the people that they have heard the robbery in NDDC are our own brothers. They are recommended to the government of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We know the capacity of NDDC as certain way it is realigned with the federal commission.
and maybe award a committee, boss of committee, or committee slash committee, at the commission, like a better. I get this one crap. Not because good today rises. After 4 o'clock, and the leader will swing into action. But comparing with the truth, with the resources of the larger data that is surviving the country, the federal government of Nigeria is larger data for 2 years. You see, we are always telling by the truth. And we don't care whether they said we are borrowing, we are borrowing, we are borrowing, we are borrowing. We are not the direct people, and they are taking us for granted.
All right, since we are not, we shouldn't be seen to be promoting violence either. Chidi Dayo says NDP revamping or scrapping is not the main issue. Until our society starts punishing defaulters openly and accordingly, the leaders will be afraid of embezzling public funds or create unrealistic contracts or projects. That's Daniel. Jamilu Dangana says it should be scrapped. Any revamping will result in newer ways to compromise the agency's mandate. Let the IOCs take charge of development projects in the region, or let us engage a reputable foreign firm to develop the region. Simple. And we're not tired of giving everything to foreigners to do for us. Daniel Eke says, how does scrapping make things better? Transparency and corruption are the challenges. Are they scrapping because they're unable to name and shame corrupt officials? That's a very interesting question there, Daniel. That's a very interesting question. All right, more now. Let's get to WhatsApp as we wrap up this morning. Justice in Posako says, if you say NDC should be scrapped, then Nigeria should be scrapped. Okay, all right. I think I've read that. Prince is saying, hello, Potako. Jude, scrapping the NDC is not the solution, but change the system. Akpabio is working. So Zion should rest, and let's not have a political or tribal sentiment on the subject matter. Good morning, Jude. Let anyone who wants the NDC to be scrapped should be seen as the enemy of the people of the Niger Delta. The commission should not be politicized. Rather, it should be made to serve the purpose it was created for. P from Ahoda. Good morning, Jude. They shouldn't be removed, though. Let them revamp the commission. AB from Rukpoku. Please, which commission developed Abuja? None, actually. Ever since they shattered off the mic, have you asked what is happening behind the mic? I pity Akpabio Ibezin from Port Harcourt. That was an interesting interview that day. Well, thank you, as always, for contributing to the conversation. My name is Jude.